ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாத் ஹாய நாத் ஹாய சீதாய பதே நமஹ. யுத்த காண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 123. இந்திர கிராண்ட்ஸ் பூன்ஸ் டு ராமா. தி ரெசிடேஷன் பிகின்ஸ் நவ. Dasharatha took his way back to the heavens. Then Indra, mightily pleased with Raghava, who stood there with folded hands, said, Rama, it was not in vain that we sought you in prayer during the sacrifice that Dasharatha conducted to beget a son. We are now free of every kind of fear from Ravana. Pray, let us know what you will have from us in return. Rama, Lakshmana, and Sita saluted him reverently, and Rama replied, If I have found favor in your eyes, I pray accept my request and make your word good. The Vanaras that have cheerfully cast away their lives for me in battle and passed on to the world of Yama should come back to life. They have turned their backs on their sons, parents and kin. They made light of death intent on my well-being. Let such have their fill of joys and delights through your grace. This is my earnest prayer. I long to behold my friends, the Vanaras and the bears, to be relieved of their wounds and free from pain. May they be restored to their former strength and valor, and may they lead a joyous and happy life. All through the year, may their haunts abound with fruits and roots for them to feed upon, and may the rivers and lakes ever be full and fresh. And to him replied Mahendra, Raghava, your request is no ordinary one. It means that I should bring back here those that have gone over to the other worlds. It means that I should fit once more the scattered limbs of many to their right places. But my word holds good forever. Those Vanaras and bears that have fallen in this battle by the hands of the Rakshasas, and those that have lost their limbs will be whole again, free from pain, and rejoice in their strength and valor as if they woke up after a peaceful sleep. They will lead a happy life in the company of their friends, kith and kin. Their haunts will teem with flowers, fruits and roots during all the seasons of the year. The rivers will be ever full with clear, sweet, crystal waters. And then those that were wounded came back to life whole and clean. Those that lost their limbs found them back again. Thus did the monkeys come back from the other world in millions. And the other monkeys and Rakshasas gazed at them in wonder and cried, Strange! Wonderful! And could not gaze enough. Those that owed their rebirth to Rama went round him in reverence and laid their heads at his feet. Thus did Raghuvira effect his purpose, and his heart was full of peace and joy. The lords lauded high the princes and said, Make your way back from here to Ayodhya, O Rama. Give leave to the monkeys to go back to their haunts. Wipe away sorrow and grief from the heart of Sita. This gem of devotion and loyalty deserves it richly. Bharata and Shatrughna have cast away behind them joy and comfort, and they are observing the same stern vow as yourself. Their eyes are ever on the path that will bring you to them. Carry cheer and consolation to the hearts of the ladies Kaushalya, Sumitra and Kaikeyi. May your friends, subjects and kin bless their eyes with the sight of your coronation at Ayodhya. Rule over them in peace and righteousness. Thus did they shower blessings on Rama and take leave of him to go back to their worlds. Radiant as the sun, with heart dancing in joy, Rama saluted the gods in reverence and directed Lakshmana to assign quarters to the Vanaras, and they on their side, guarded thus by Rama and Lakshmana, waxed in fame and glory through their victory over the Rakshasas and rent the air with shouts and roars. It was verily a lovely night illuminated by the full moon. மங்களம் கோஷலேந்திராய மகனிய குணாப்தியே சக்கரவர்த்தி தனுர்ஜாய சர்வபௌமாய மங்களம்.